So I'm here with Waterford hurling manager Liam Cahill at the launch of the George Corbett Skoda big match. And Liam, great to see a local company like George Corbett Skoda getting in behind Waterford GAA again this year.
Yeah, absolutely, Tomás. George is a long time supporter of Waterford GAA, and he's running in behind us again this year at a lot of different levels for Waterford GAA. So yeah, great to have a man like George behind us.
And do you like your new wheels that you're presented with today?
Yeah, absolutely. George has really splashed out. I'll have to be driving through Ballingarry fairly fast now, I say, with the flash of the Skoda that George has given us. So yeah, you know, great. Like really, really, really delighted that George has donated that to us to. For 2022.
Just looking back at last Sunday, Liam, in Parnell Park, first day out, what were the positives you took out of that Waterford performance?
Yeah, there was quite a number of positives, Tomás, to be honest. I thought, like I said that directly after the game, we didn't give up, fought to the bitter end, which is always a priority of ours. But you know, our I suppose the stage where we're at with our hurling and that wasn't maybe where it needed to be, and I think there's a massive positive from that can only get better. You know, our touch and all that has to improve and will improve, because we haven't a lot of hurling done. And I think we needed a kind of a good physical game like that to kick off our campaign. We just hadn't really been together collectively playing regular matches for what the league was going to bring intensity wise for that particular game on Sunday. So I think the positives will be that we'll come out of this game that bit better and that bit sharper for next weekend.
Yeah, what stage of training are you at the moment, Liam? Because it was very noticeable that a lot of balls were going to ground last Sunday.
Yeah, like we're still very much in our preparation for championship. That's the key to the league, really, is trying to keep your workload in, keep yourself, I suppose, one eye on the championship, but also staying competitive in the league and introducing new players. We're still in a fairly heavy workload of our physical preparation. So, yeah, we're going to use the league, obviously, to prepare well for the championship, but obviously as well trying to make sure that we put ourselves in with a chance of getting to the latter stages and trying to obviously win it in if the opportunity presents itself. So yeah, there's still a lot of work going on, but hopefully now, as the weather might improve over the next couple of weeks, we'll get a little bit more opportunity to work on our hurling, Tomás, you know.
Yeah, how important is it to create momentum during the league, Liam, given that there's just a very, very short space of time now between league and the start of the Munster Championship?
Yeah, again, it's a change again this year. It's even more condensed than ever, with the short break from the league straight into championship. So you have to get that momentum. You're absolutely 100% in saying that. And again, you know, as I said, it's about trying to introduce players, making sure that they're getting plenty of exposure to have themselves prepared well. But the league is vitally important, that you get as much as you can out of each match, and having a poor league doesn't augur well for anybody. You know, we've seen that in the past. If you're not getting some bit of positive, I suppose, work out of the league, it's very hard to just hit a button then come championship and try to switch it on. So we're very conscious that we're going to use this league really aggressively to try and get to a real good level tomorrow before championship.
We saw last Sunday you introducing Cork Daly, a league debutant. Liam, I'm sure you'll be trying other new players and players in different positions throughout the league. What are you looking for a new player or a player trying to break onto the starting 15 during the course of the league campaign?
Yeah, I think they have to show tomorrow that they're prepared to compete at that level, you know, physically, that the occasion doesn't really get to them, number one. That's the big thing when you put a debutant into a league environment. That was a fair environment now Sunday up there in Parnell Park, with a big crowd and a very vocal Dublin support, which was great. And it gives all these debutants a great opportunity to experience what championship might be like from that side. So so that's number one, just to give them that little bit of experience. Obviously then when they're coming in Tomás for the first time, you know, the tempo of intercounty hurling is very, very high, and just to see that they're able to adjust to that straight away, and I suppose implement and be part of a game plan that you're trying to do on the day as well. And a lot of areas there that you need to look at to make sure that the player is is getting what we're about. So thankfully to date, any of the guys that have come in to our setup, albeit only the first game obviously last Sunday, but anyone that has come in to our setup in training has absolutely hit the ground running, so I'm really happy with that.
You have a really strong home record under your watch, Liam. I think you've beaten Cork, you've beaten Galway, you've beaten Westmeath, Limerick, Tipperary. How crucial is it that you keep that record intact now to Sunday?
Yeah, that's it's a big driver for me, Tomás, personally. I think, you know, every home team, you know, without mentioning the Premiership, like the Premiership in England is won on making sure that you win your home matches. I think, you know, any of the top teams in the Premiership, if they don't win at home in all their games, usually don't win the Premiership. But that aside, I suppose, you know, we take great pride in that when Welsh Park is where this Waterford team is their home, and the Waterford people come to see this team perform in Welsh Park, and we like to think that we can make Welsh Park a really difficult place for opposition to come to, and we'll continue to try and do that. And obviously we have two games, home games here in the Championship as well, come April and into May, and we want to make sure that will be the case throughout the league and right through the Championship, please God, that we have a 100% record in Welsh Park.
Thanks for your time as always, Liam. Yeah. All the best on Sunday.
No problem. Thanks, Tomás.